And it's something that we do each and every day in our lives. It's something that we do in the church on a regular basis. It's something that we encourage even our children to also adapt into it. It's something that they watch, and as they watch it, they learn and grow from it. Some time ago, was it last week or 2 weeks ago? I know Lucy's not here today. She talked about her son, about this particular area in her life that her son has picked up. And this area is the area of prayer. So the title of my preaching today is The Power of Prayer. The Power of Prayer. When Desmond, before Desmond left, Desmond was saying, are you going to preach and all that? I said, oh dear, I don't know. How long ago have I done this now, Lord? But I just thank God. So I said, Lord, why just being at a standstill? Why being in the comfort zone all the time? If you have given me that power to step out, why am I holding back? Because at the end of the day, standing in front of you here, it's not by my own doing, it's by God's doing. And what I'm preaching is God speaking through me. So I said, yes, that's fine, I preach. And here I am today. So it'll be interesting, really, when he comes back and say, oh, wow, how was it? Well, only God that will feed into the hearts of us all. Amen? Now, as I said earlier, prayer. Lucy was talking about Daniel, her son. She mentioned it in the prayer meeting and even in the Bible study. She would say, oh, we were doing this. I remember when she was talking about going to visit Daniel's dad and they get stuck, the car wasn't starting and all that. And what happened? Daniel said, let's pray, Mom. And they prayed. And I know, I mean, I'm sure for each and every one of us, we have experienced prayer. We have experienced a situation where we just have to pray. Prayer is just, it just have to happen. This is the power of prayer. And when you pray, you have experienced God's intervention as you pray. So don't let us take prayer for granted. Don't let us take it for granted. There is power in the prayer we say unto God. There is power in the things that we do when we come before God to say, Lord, have it your own way. I will encourage each and every one of us, as I'm encouraging myself, don't take it for granted. If you are praying, continue to pray. Because the thing is, when you are praying, you're not praying to yourself, you know. You're praying unto God. You are praying unto God. And as I go along, really, I'm going to expand on what is in prayer. What is inside prayer? So when we come before God, we have to come with a heart of gratitude, a heart of oneness, a heart of focus to say, Lord, this is you and me here. The power of prayer, there is power in the prayers we pray unto God. And I put here, I said, but it has got to be with the right mindset, the right attitude. When we pray, let us pray with the right mindset, with the right attitude. Bible says, by prayer and supplication, make your requests known to God. The right mindset. So we will not go into prayer with anger, hatred, and all those kind of things. The right mindset. A mind where God captures your heart as you pray. A mind where, as you focus, you're focusing onto God and you're seeing God. It's a communication between you and God. It's not one-way communication. It's two-way communication. And when we pray, really, because one other thing we need to realize is, when we pray, don't let us rush off after prayer. Because it's two-way communication, what is God saying back to you? What is God saying? When you talk, pray unto God, God must be responding back to you. So when we rush off, we're not able to actually hear what God is saying. Because God gives feedback in every prayer we make unto Him. There's always a feedback. So please don't rush off. When it comes to praying, pray and wait on God. Hear what God is saying. Sense what God is saying. What is He telling you into that situation you are praying into? What is He telling you into that prayer you are doing? Amen? Prayer is very important in the life of a Christian. We derive strength in prayer. We derive strength through prayer. The psalmist said, I cry out to the Lord with my voice. With my voice to the Lord, I make supplication. Psalm 142, verse 1. So there is a divine exchange that happens in prayer. There's a divine exchange between you and God during prayer. Okay. Talking about prayer, my Sunday school children, they are aware of one thing we have learned about prayer in Sunday school. And when I was preparing this, I was saying, who am I going to? I'm hoping one of the children will be here today because they can come out. So I'm looking at you, James, and I'm going to call you out. I know you didn't know this, but if you come out, James, we have talked about prayer in our Sunday school. We've talked about the Lord's Prayer. The Lord's Prayer. So if we open our Bibles to Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 to 13 talks about the Lord's Prayer, which James is going to help us to read the Lord's Prayer. Now, even before, you can be looking at it on the screen there, but James, is that okay, James?
Maybe.
Maybe. Don't worry. I'm sure you'll be fine. Who else can we get to support you? Should we get...
Everyone.
Everyone. Okay. I like that. Everyone. So James is going to lead us into the Lord's Prayer, and then we follow him. Matthew 6, 9 to 13. New King James, please. Come on, James. Our Father, yeah?
Our Father in... Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread and forgive us our debtors as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, James. Thank you. The power of prayer is summed up in the Lord's Prayer. Everything that we need to pray is in the Lord's Prayer. And when Jesus taught his disciples how to pray, it's for each and every one of us to follow it as well. The Lord's Prayer. Each and every day of our lives, the Lord's Prayer, it comes to life. So prayer includes adoration, which we find in the Lord's Prayer. Confession, thanksgiving, is all in the Lord's Prayer. So with adoration, Psalm 144 to 150, And I read Psalm 145 this morning. It's all about adoration unto God. Hallowed be thy name. Adoring God. Appreciating the awesomeness of God. And this is what we need to do. We wake up in the morning. You're waking up with God. Good morning, Father. Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, Lord. Hallowed be thy name. What have you got in store for me this morning? Let your will be done. Let your kingdom come. All the adoration is in the Lord's Prayer. Confession. Forgive us our sins as we forgive others. Psalm 51, it says, have mercy on me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to your tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquities and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions and my sin is ever before me. We can continue like that. That's the Psalm of confession, Psalm 51. David wrote that Psalm. So things, when it comes to prayer, we don't just, after adoration, acknowledging the awesomeness of God. We now come to a place where we have to ask God for forgiveness, where we have to confess our sins, because we don't want anything to be a hindrance to what God is going to do through us. Through prayer, we're praying unto Him. So we are coming with cleanliness of heart. This is where we are asking God to forgive us of all our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You acknowledge that you have sinned. Because there are things, you know, we don't even know. You know, there are things that you will say, yeah, you can easily say, oh yeah, this is sin, I have sinned. But there are some things that you're not even aware of, that they are sin, and you sin, but you don't know. So when we pray, it's asking God to forgive us of all our sins. Sins, things that we have done in thought, in speech, in deed, God should forgive us. And if you remember, because what usually happens as well is God lay it in your heart what those things are at that time. Start confessing it to say, Lord, forgive me of this sin. Sin of lying, sin of anger, sin of hatred, whatever God has laid in your heart at that time, ask Him to forgive you, because He is willing to forgive you. The Bible says if we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive us of all our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So in prayer, this is very important. When we come before God, to ask God, Lord, forgive us. Amen? And then in thanksgiving, we can appreciate what God has been doing in our lives. If I ask each and every one of us to think back, even just for last week, I'm sure each and every one of us will pick on few things that you will say, yes, God has done for me here. God has done on my behalf. God has done for my family. God has done for my friend. God has done for my community. We can always pick something. So it's worth giving thanks unto God. It's worth appreciating what God has done all the time. Amen? Praying in the name of Jesus. In our in prayer meeting Fridays, and not only in prayer meeting, as we have been brought up, as we have learned, we are learning about this God. We are having that relationship with God. The Bible says, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And God has highly exalted Him and given Him a name that is above every other name. For in the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. Philippians chapter 2, verses 9 to 11. So in the prayers we make, it's got to be in the name of Jesus. Amen? The name of Jesus. We cannot pray without the name of Jesus. So we are praying to God, Lord, help me in the name of Jesus. Lord, do this for me in the name of Jesus. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He's the one sitting. He sits at his right-hand side of God, interceding for us right now, all the time. Can you just imagine? Jesus at the right side of God, interceding, praying for each and every one of us. Not only here, all over the world. Can you just imagine Jesus doing that? Isn't that awesome? So when we pray, as we've been taught, when we pray in the name of Jesus. Jesus said, this is in John chapter 16, verse 22. Sorry, I'm picking up some Bible passages, so I might be a bit fast, so just bear with me. The one you can put on the screen, yeah, if you can't, we'll just move on. Jesus said, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, and whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Verse 14 of John chapter 14 says, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you ask anything, so it's got to be in the name of Jesus. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Now, this particular area of prayer, asking anything in the name of Jesus, he will do it. He will do it according to the will of God and purpose. Amen? So sometimes we can pray and we will feel, oh, our prayer is not answered. That does not mean it's not answered. What that means is, what you are asking for, it might not be the right time for it, or it might not even be the good one for you. Does that mean Jesus doesn't answer to say, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it? That is his word. That is what is in the Bible. And he will do it. So when you don't get your prayers answered, that does not mean God, Jesus, didn't do it. What that means is there is victory in whatever is happening at that time. There is a progression into it. You might not need it that time, so you won't get it at that time. It's according to the will of God, according to his purpose for you, for me. Amen? The second one. So when we pray in the name of Jesus. This is where we find the power. There is power in prayer, praying in the name of Jesus. The second one says, you pray without ceasing. So when we pray, this morning when I was reading verse Psalm 145, it says, bless the Lord. Every day. Do you know that part of blessing the Lord is prayer? Do you know that praises, worship, is also in prayer? The adoration. So, when we pray without ceasing. You don't cease to pray. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17 and 18. Let's open it. First Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17 to 18. Pray without ceasing. And then 18 says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Pray without ceasing, and in everything give thanks. Earlier on, I was saying you pray when Jesus says, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. And you are praying without ceasing. And he says, in everything, give thanks. So when you don't get what you're asking God at that time, that does not mean your prayer is not heard. It says, in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. God will do it at the right time. And God's time is the best. So it's just to encourage each and every one of us. There is power in prayer. When you pray, you're praying unto God in the name of Jesus. When you pray, you don't pray one day and then you leave it for next month and pray again. The Bible says, pray without ceasing. You don't stop to pray. You continue. It's a continuous thing. Prayer is continuous. We do not cease to pray. Giving adoration, praises to the God Almighty. Thanksgiving. If you remember, when Jesus took his disciples, I think some of his disciples to Gethsemane, and this was before Jesus was going on the cross. And Jesus asked them to stay here. When he took them up to Gethsemane, he says, stay here while he go up to pray. And stay here, he was telling them, was watch and pray. While he goes, you stay here, watch and pray. What did the disciples do? They were sleeping. They fell asleep. Jesus came back, found them asleep, wake them up, and still tell them again, watch and pray. He went again. Came back the third time, he saw them. So prayer, you pray without ceasing. Without ceasing. Jesus told his disciples, he took with him, this was in Mark chapter 14, 32 to 38. We need to watch and pray at all times. Watch and pray. That's what Jesus says. And that is for us as well. Not only for his disciples at that time. It's for us as well. So pray without ceasing. Anytime. That means you can pray anytime. You can pray anywhere. You can pray in your bed. You can pray outside your bed. You can pray while you while you're driving to work. Those that do the school run, you can do that as well, praying. At work, you can pray. In the church here, you can also pray on your own. The Spirit leads. When the Holy Spirit leads you to do something, you just step out, you do it. So we can pray anywhere, anytime. Pray without ceasing. Situations can arise sometimes where it needs instant prayer. You won't say, oh, hang on. Let me get home first where I'll be able to focus and order and I'll just pray. No. In the Kingdom Women's group that we send messages, prayer requests and all that. So when we receive it, any one of us receive it, we straight away respond to it as soon as we see it, because we are praying into that situation. And it's not only that. There might be things where even your own family, within your family, they will call you and say, this is the situation here. Please help me to pray. You will say, okay, when I put the phone down, Sometimes if the Holy Spirit leads you to pray with them right now, while they're on the phone, do it. Pray without ceasing, because you will sense it. God will minister to you to do something, to pray. Pray right away. So it doesn't matter where you pray. You can pray anywhere. Amen? And the third one within the power of prayer is praying in tongues. Praying in tongues. Romans chapter 8, verse 26. It says, in the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weaknesses. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. There are some prayers that you don't need to pray in understanding. You pray in tongues for it. And there are times where even while you are praying, your praying in understanding just changed into praying in tongues. There are times where you don't even know what to pray. You sense it that I've got to pray. You know, sometimes where when you might be doing something and the thought of someone just comes to you, and that thought comes and it goes, it keeps coming back, and you start wondering, Lord, why is this person? Why is this the thought of this person keep coming up for me? Then you might sense, okay, let me give this person a call. You call, and then you kind of find out, oh, is everything okay? Blah blah blah. I just sense this. That's an opportunity. God is leading you to pray for that person. But sometimes it might not even be God laying someone in your heart to pray for. Sorry. It might even be, I need to pray. I sense I need to pray, but I don't know what to pray. Sorry. I don't know what to pray. This is where the praying in tongue comes in. If you are one that can pray in tongues, that can speak in tongues, pray in tongues. It's praying in the heavenly language. If you can pray in tongues, please do it. Because there are times where you don't even know what to pray for. You sense that, you know, there are some, for me, there has been a few times, early hours in the morning, you know, when God wakes me up. And I know, yeah, I have to do my morning devotion, but it's not even that. That's before that. You just feel your heart is troubled somehow. And you just felt, Lord, why am I feeling this way? What are you trying to tell me here, Lord? And this is where I just sense, okay, start praying in tongues, because I don't even know what I'm praying for. But what is happening, at some point, you'll be surprised that I'm actually praying, interceding for something that is probably a disaster that is about to happen, that God puts a stop. God needed me at that time to pray into it in tongues. I needed you to pray into it at that time. So when you sense it, please don't ignore it. The enemy, the devil can say, oh, no, just go back to sleep. It's nothing. It doesn't have to be during early hours. It can be any time. It might even, the enemy will say, oh, don't worry about it. Just leave it for now. Just get on with what you are doing. But when you sense it and you sense something, I can't get it off me, Lord. The praying, you sense God saying, stop praying. But what am I praying for, God? Praying in tongues is very important. So I will encourage each and every one of us, if you can pray in tongues, please do it. Do it. Some even praising in tongues. Praising in tongues. Praying in tongues. It's very powerful. This is the heavenly language that even the evildoers, Satan does not understand it when you pray in tongues. Because you are praying in the heavenly language unto God, and God is intervening in that situation at that time. Amen? It might be a situation not even for this country, but for another country, but God wants you to stand in gap at that moment to pray into it. Amen? Praise God. So, thank you, Yemi. Let's open our Bibles to Ephesians chapter 6. We read from verse 10 to 12, and then we then read 13 to 18. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Let me stop there. This is where praying in tongues comes in. Verse 12 says, we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. So there are some serious prayers that is got to be in tongues, praying it out. It's not understanding, it's praying it in, praying in tongues, and that situation, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Yes? 13? Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And the last one, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. The shield of faith. We cannot pray. We cannot come to God without believing that God will make the impossible possible. So when we are praying, the power of prayer is you coming, having that faith that what you are praying for, what you are, the situation you are praying into, you are believing God. You have that faith that God will surely do it. Amen? And it says at the end, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for the saints. The word of God is very powerful. It is very powerful. And before I even go into that, Jude 1:20 says, but you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. It says it all again. Now, it says, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. The word of God. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12 says, for the word of God is living and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. So when we pray, the power of prayer is actually the word of God that you speak. You use to speak into any situation. The power of prayer. The word of God, it says it. It is living and powerful and sharper. Can you imagine? Sword right through, penetrating. It deals from inside. Even though it comes, it goes, you know, the sword. Can you just imagine the sword, putting the sword right through into someone's body from outside? But when it gets, it deals, it searches the heart. The word of God searches the heart. It deals with the heart. Amen? So we use the word of God when we pray. And this is one of the things that will encourage us. There are some passages in the Bible that you just have to discipline yourself to rehearse it, memorize it, read it all over and over, and let it sink into your spirit. So that when you are using it, where there are some situations you just speak the word of God into it. And then you say, because the word of God is powerful, it's living, it's life. Sharper than any two-edged sword. So when God says, or when you, where you know when God says, He is Jehovah Jireh, eh? Our provider. That is His word. So sometimes, you know, when you are in need or you want God, asking God for something, you say, but Lord, you said in your word. The word, so you need to know, you need to memorize, you need to know the word of God to say, Lord, you said it, it is written in your word. You are God, our provider. So, Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus, praying for provision of this blah, 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 whatever that thing is. The word of God. The word of God, using it to say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, is the word of God. So times when you're praying and you just don't feel like it, and you say no, or you've got like children that are probably preparing for their test or exams or have to come out among the rest of the children in school to probably do a rehearsal. And they'll be saying, oh, I can do it. But you know you can do it because God says you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. When you have prayed and it says in the word of God that you can do all things, then it's for you to have that faith, believe it, and then step out to doing it. Amen? So it's all the power of prayer, what that entails. Oh God. Jesus said in John 5:7, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. This is about relationship as well. Because we need to build that relationship. We can't just be praying to God that we don't know. If we don't have relationship with God, so how can you pray to God that you don't have relationship with? How can you believe then? How can you have that faith in the God that you don't even know? So part of the prayer is building that relationship with God, getting to know this God, the awesomeness of God, getting to know your Creator, getting to know how God communicates with you, interacts with you. Is that relationship, His word, learning His word, is through prayer, talking to God, communication. Earlier on I said communication is two ways. You can't just pray and then walk away. So if you want to know this God more, building that relationship is through prayer, communicating with Him and waiting on Him to hear from Him what He is saying to you. You are connecting with God through prayer, through His words. Through this, you become in tune to His words, whereby your prayer life changes. Remember, pray without ceasing. Your prayer life changes as well as how you pray changes. You pray according to His will and purpose. The Holy Spirit, our teacher, enabler, teaches us all things and leads us to pray according to God's will and purpose. I did something here because when I was preparing this, I was just saying the Holy Spirit is also here. So the Holy Trinity, you are praying to God in the name of Jesus with the enabling of the Holy Spirit. They all work together, the Holy Trinity. So the Holy Spirit enables us, teaches us what to pray, how to pray, and what to pray into. It's through that relationship. Here you will see answered prayers as a glory to God, a victory, and unanswered ones not as disappointment. So when you pray according to God's will and purpose, you will see answered prayers as a glory unto God, a victory, and unanswered prayers, you will see that not as a disappointment, but a progression of God's plan and intent for your life. Prayer of declaration, declaring the word, calling those things which do not exist as though they did. So when we are looking forward, looking into the city, praying in for something that you are expecting to happen in future, you're calling it to be right now. Yeah? They might not exist, but it's as if yes, as though they did exist. There are some prayers where you need to be specific as well. So in prayers, there are some you've got to be specific. And what do I mean by this? If you want something, I remember, I'm going to round this up quickly, sorry. I remember when, if you all, and I think I've given this testimony before, this job, I was doing this as a locum, and I remember when I was leaving my former job and moving into the locum, where they found it for me was in Enfield, and you could just imagine, I used to work in Hounslow, and I now had to start driving to Enfield. So before I took that job in Enfield, I said, Lord, I don't want Enfield. What is wrong with Kingston? Kingston is close to me. What is wrong with Richmond? And I have to give an answer that same week to say yes to Enfield. So I'm being specific to say, Lord, I want Kingston. I want Richmond. No to Enfield. That same week, God intervened. That is being specific. So I'm sure in your life, there are some areas where you've got to be specific into what you are praying into. And God will surely do it. Don't forget, according to His will and purpose. Because if I might have prayed it, and if God knows that Kingston, Richmond, there might be something that is not dear, that will not glorify His name, He won't send me dear. I might probably end up going back to Enfield. But no, so there is nothing wrong being specific into prayers. Amen? So the last one, I'm just aware of time, is just a little bit. In the Bible, we've come across some people in the Bible, how they have prayed and God has intervened in their life. The believers in Jerusalem, they prayed and God opened the prison doors and set Peter at liberty. Last week, Pastor Desmond talked about praise, the power of praise as well. Using Paul and Silas that was in prison, how they were praising God, and the prison door was just got open. The guard there was kind of worried. Oh, they've run away. But Paul said, no, we are here. Is the power of prayer. Don't forget what I said. You praising is in prayer as well. Adoration, thanksgiving is in prayer. Esther and Mordecai, they prayed and God defeated the purpose of Haman and saved the Jews from destruction. Remember what Esther said. She said, gathering together asking Mordecai, gather the people together, fast and pray, and I will do the same. If I perish, I perish. Praying, corporate prayer is also good. This is where gather them together, they pray together. So there's that prayer where you have your own time, and there's also the one you have together, corporate prayer. It says, the Bible says, one can make 1,000 to flight, and two, 10,000 can put 1,000 to flight. That's step one. And then two, 10,000 to flight. This is what corporate prayer is. So it's not just you alone. So there will be some prayers that you can't pray it alone. You need people with you to pray along with you, to pray together with you. God intervenes still. Abraham's servant prayed to God, and God directed him to the priest, to the person who should be wife to his master's son, Isaac, and her. Jacob also prayed to God, and God turned the heart of his brother Esau, so that they met in peace and friendship. God can lay in your heart to pray for someone, or the thought of someone keeps coming to mind. You will sense to pray for them, or call or visit. Please do it. Obey the Lord. In the book of Esther, chapter 4, verse 12 to 14, it says it all there, where Esther eventually said, let us pray. If I perish, I perish. So it's trusting in God, having that faith in God. Praise God. What I just want to run, I'm going to round up here. And it's just an encouragement. Because like I said in the beginning, I said, most of us, not that we don't do it, but this one is to encourage us further. Is to also let us know that there is power in prayer. When you pray unto God, when you pray in the name of Jesus, when you made your supplication unto God, there is power in prayer. When there are things that are disturbing you, where you can't pray alone, please, if God lay it in your heart to approach someone to say, please, can you pray with me? Do so. Do so. You pray together. So when we come on Friday prayer meeting, that is the purpose, because we know there is power in prayer, and we've been seeing all our prayer requests. God has just been meeting them all. So in your own quiet time, pray. Pray without ceasing. Every day, let it be a relationship between you and God. That's what it's all about. A communication, a two-way communication. You speaking to God, God speaking back to you. Let it be that. In that case, you will sense that power in what you are doing. God will continue to lead you, because things you do, it will be according to God's will and purpose. The Holy Spirit will enable you to do that. Amen? Praise God. So let's just close our eyes. Let's just ponder on this prayer we've talked about, the power of prayer. I want you to just look back onto what God has done, He is doing, you believing Him to do as well. And with what we have said, if you forget everything I've said here, I just want to encourage you to hold on to these ones I'm going to mention. That prayer, there's power in prayer, number one. Number two, it's a divine exchange. There's a divine exchange when we pray unto God. There's a divine exchange that happens. The Lord's Prayer summarizes everything that we need in prayer. So we need to acknowledge the awesomeness of God in our prayer, giving Him the adoration. Hallowed be thy name. Acknowledging Him. Giving Him thanks for what He has been doing. Asking Him to forgive you and forgive me in all we have done that is against His will. And then asking Him to lead us in the way everlasting. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We just thank you, Father, for what you have taught us this afternoon. The power of prayer. We pray, Lord, that you will enlighten us more, even in the Lord's Prayer, because it summarizes everything about prayer for us. Help us, Lord, to have that intimate relationship with you, where, Lord, our prayer will remain a continuous one. We will pray without ceasing, having that fellowship, having that relationship with you every day, putting you into remembrance at all times. Enlighten us more, Lord, that this week alone, Lord, the way we pray, if we need to change it, Father, teach us, even from what we have said today, from the preaching today. And help us, Lord, to wait on you and not run away as soon as we finish. Help us not to rush away from your side, but to remain, Lord, in your presence so that you can speak back to us. So, Lord, let this week be a week, Father, where we rekindle, Lord, that relationship, that love, that prayer time with you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.